This flash briefing was made possible by a sponsorship from AveXis, a clinical stage gene therapy company. The following content was not developed by AveXis.
Today is Friday, June the 28th, 2019. I'm Michael Morale, Director of Multichannel Content for SMA News Today.
The Canadian province of Saskatchewan has joined Quebec in granting access to Spinraza for a wider range of people with SMA. This announcement was made by Biogen Canada. Previously, only those with type 1, which is the most severe form, had access. Now, coverage will include pre-symptomatic patients who have two or three copies of the SMN2 gene. It also includes patients up to 18 who develop symptoms after they were 6 months old and who have never walked independently. Other patients with SMA type 3 and those over 18 with type 2 or type 3 are encouraged to speak with their doctor about coverage on a case-by-case basis. Susie Vanderwijk is Executive Director of Cure SMA Canada. She was delighted to learn that patients living in Saskatchewan will gain access to the only medicine that can treat SMA. This news brings new hope for SMA patients, and she looks forward to hearing from the other Canadian provinces. Spinraza was developed by Biogen. It was the first SMA therapy approved by the US FDA to treat all SMA types. This decision to approve it is additional proof of Spinraza's benefits. Biogen Canada's VP and director is Marina Vassilou. She said they will continue to pursue discussions with other provinces to join Saskatchewan and Quebec. Quebec had recommended back in December 2018 that Spinraza be funded for a wide population of SMA patients. But the Canadian Association of Drugs and Technologies in Health issued an opinion in March that limited public funding. It would only be for patients 12 and younger who never walked, and to pre-symptomatic infants with the disease-causing mutation. For others with SMA, they recommended accessibility as the treatment. The association also advises Canada's provinces and territories whether to fund therapies, and it's based on a cost-benefit analysis. While provinces don't have to adhere to the advice, they usually do. But as a side note, Health Canada approved Spinraza in June 2017. Besides Quebec and now Saskatchewan, other provinces only cover Spinraza for patients up to 7 months old and who are also experiencing muscle weakness.
Coming up next, perspectives from SMA News Today Community Development Manager Kevin Schaefer.
Are you interested in understanding gene therapy? ExploreGeneTherapy.com has helpful information about gene therapy, including its history and how it is being investigated for the treatment of genetic diseases. Visit www.exploregenetherapy.com.
From Embracing My Inner Alien, a column by Kevin Schaefer, June 25th, 2019. Since I started receiving my Spinraza treatments in November 2017, my energy level has skyrocketed. Often, I don't even realize just how good I feel now. Then I think back to when I was a teenager, struggling with sleep apnea and respiratory issues, and just making it through a full day of school was a challenge. Spinraza has opened up a world of possibilities for me, and I feel better today than ever before. Despite my initial hesitation about having a needle jammed into my neck every few months, I can say with confidence that this therapy has changed my life for the better. Yet, while Spinraza has made living with spinal muscular atrophy easier for me, it doesn't make me immune to things like fatigue and stress. I am stronger as a result of this treatment, but at the end of the day, I'm still human. With this in mind, I am learning to recognize my own limitations. I realize that in recent years, I've pushed myself pretty hard, and sometimes to a fault. Just in the last year, I've written dozens of columns and hundreds of posts on the SMA News Today forums, as well as comic book scripts and some prose fiction in my own time. I've also recorded dozens of podcasts, helped develop and run this site's YouTube channel, and recruited other columnists. On top of all that, my main role here at BioNews Services, which is this site's parent company, involves training and managing forum moderators for our various rare disease websites. Oh, and I spend a lot of time coordinating with caregivers and going to medical appointments. Having a disability is a job in and of itself. The other day, I was talking with my friends and coworkers, Louisa and Trey, both columnists and forum moderators for Cystic Fibrosis News Today. All three of us talked about this notion of pushing ourselves too hard, and in turn, feeling guilty when we're unproductive. It seems silly that we can't just allow ourselves to turn our brains off for a few hours. As young adults with disabilities, admitting our limitations is one of the hardest things to do. We put so much effort into proving ourselves capable of contributing to society that we end up neglecting things like rest and self-care. If we say no to things, or spend a weeknight binge-watching Brooklyn Nine-Nine, we worry that these things might make us appear weak. I'm learning, however, that recognizing my own limitations is not a weakness, but a strength. I can be productive and independent, and still take time to rest and be lazy. Often, it's easy for me to forget that these things aren't mutually exclusive. This week, I'm giving myself permission to forget about work for a few days. I'm flying to Anaheim, California for the 2019 Cure SMA conference at Disneyland, along with my parents, my caregiver Randy, and his fiance. Unsurprisingly, I plan to spend the majority of my time at the new Star Wars theme park, Galaxy's Edge. Stay tuned. I'll be back here in a couple weeks with a full report of my adventures at the conference. Fingers crossed that the airline folks don't mess with my wheelchair. I'm Kevin Schaefer, Community Development Manager for SMA News Today.
The information in our flash briefings and podcast are provided for informational and educational purposes only. Be sure to tune in daily to SMA News Today for the latest news and perspectives regarding the disease. All of our podcast and flash briefings can be found on our website at www.smanewstoday.com. You can also find our podcast and flash briefings on SoundCloud, Spotify, and iTunes. And be sure to follow us on our Instagram and Facebook page as well. For SMA News Today, I'm Michael Morale, Multichannel Content Director.